the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What are the most embarrassing moments you've had to deal with? It's the simple ones, oftentimes, that ended up being the worst.
Before the break, I asked, do you mean this year? And and then while we were away just now, I found it's a weird thing right now because certain things I thought of and I went, I don't know if this was this year because we've been living this year for almost 3 years.
Now. Still 2020, right?
Yeah. Like, 2019.
But yeah.
It is a little tricky. This one, most embarrassing. One time as a waitress, a man asked me for extra mashed potatoes. I said, they're as mashed as we can get them. And then I kept walking, but not on purpose, not like to be rude. This one makes me laugh. 3 years ago, a cute guy I worked with wanted to give me a fist bump. My brain said he's pretending to hold an invisible microphone, so I leaned forward and said hello.
It's funny the way brains interpret things sometimes.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Like when I mistook a handshake for a hug with somebody who we didn't know.
Yeah, right?
Somebody we had just met.
He really went for that hug.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was, that's so unlike him.
It was, oh boy, I still cringe thinking about that. I did not enjoy that.
Some did.
Yeah.
Those are the worst moments. Like, those are the most embarrassing when you think back and you cringe. Like, you didn't do anything wrong.
No.
A little miscommunication.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. It's not like Steve went in and held on to the hug too long and pulled it a little too tight.
Yeah.
You just hugged someone who was going to shake your hand.
Which is so inappropriate, though. I mean, in our line of work in our field, it's no big deal. But imagine if that was like an actual office environment.
Yeah. Like you were about to make a deal, mm-hmm. like you were acquiring a company and you walked in and this is Steve. He started the landscaping company and this is Steve from our show. And then you hugged him.
Hugs all around.
Mm-hmm. Especially if it had happened, like if there were multiple people in her group, you'd have had to hug them all and say, I'm a hugger, I'm sorry. Because you couldn't hug one and then stop.
Ooh, and then you would have to just carry that on forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's me now. Mm-hmm. I'm the hug guy.
When you're there.
I'm the hugger.
This one, I went to ask the customers at a table how their food tasted. And I guess my brain stopped working because I just said, and rubbed my stomach while looking at them.
Oh, my God.
You got to comp that meal.
Yeah.
You can't.
What kind of restaurant was it?
I don't know.
Because if it was like, I don't know. If it was Applebee's, it's fine. But if it's a really nice
perfectly Applebee's, I don't even. I mean, even there, it's if it's like Chuck E. Cheese or I don't know, whatever. Your choo-choo grill for kids, like maybe then, but even Applebee's, that seems weird.
Jody, what was your most embarrassing moment of the last year?
This last year, but it was the year before. It was probably when I was at my friend's house who I hadn't seen in a long time. And this was a simple miscommunication too. It was just a miscommunication between my brain and my body, and it's when I was doing number one and then things got messy and I had to, in his home, take a shower. But before the shower, I had to remove all of the play school toys because he has three children and his wife and the kids were just getting home, and then he had to pass me shorts through like the crack below the door. And then I talked about it here, and then his whole family talked about me talking about it. Yeah. And then we talked about it here again. So
I forgot about that. That
many layers.
It was
the embarrassment that just kept giving.
It was quite the epic. It was a grand scale embarrassment.
You know, it was a really fun embarrassment. I had a little birthday thing happen, and I came in studio, and Free Beer, this was when you were working at home.
Yeah.
such an embarrassing night, and I told you the story right into the mic about what happened. And Steve came in, and Free Beer was like, hey, is the board switched over from 17? Because if we don't switch the board over, when we stream the live feed, every day Fancy Idiots can see and watch us, you pick up everything I say. So Steve came in and he was like, gonna have to delete that 17.
Oh yeah.
That
yeah.
was, I'll tell, I don't mind telling it and sharing it now, but on my birthday, Stuart took me to this super nice restaurant.
I don't know if you're ready to tell this.
No, I can tell it in 2 minutes.
I'm so excited.
This is so embarrassing. Me and Steve were both shaking our hands. He had to delete it off of the live feed. It was so embarrassing.
It's gone. No, it's back now.
Well, yeah.
I'll tell in 2 minutes. It's really quick. He'd surprise me all day. I woke up to like a pretty bouquet of flowers and like cards from the cats and like sweet little presents throughout the day. I had a card in my book bag. And then as I got home, he said, hey, dinner's early because of our schedule, but I've got to run one more like surprise errand and I'll be back. And he comes back. I'm ready for dinner. And we get there. And it's this super nice restaurant. And we walk in and the lady's like, welcome back. And I've never been there before. And Stuart was like, hey, I dropped by here earlier because I wanted to pick out like the perfect table. And we get to the table. There's another little bouquet and a card. And it is just so sweet and thoughtful. It's been the best day. And we order drinks. And the waitress comes out with drinks and a ring box and a little ring bag. And I was like, I know he's not proposing because we've talked about this and we had talked it through and he wanted to finish the book before anything like that happened. I knew this plan. I knew it was not getting engaged, but to everyone around us, I open up this ring box and it's this dainty little ring I nearly bought myself like a few weeks earlier. It was my birthstone. It was perfect. And suddenly people are like, oh, congratulations. Champagne pops. Yeah. And I am very quickly realizing what's happening. And Stuart's looking at me like, is this not the sweetest thing I've ever done for you? And I'm like, right. And now the free cheese that we're getting and the other free appetizer that we're getting and this general manager's walking over giving me champagne while I wear a ring on my middle finger.
Right. Like, and they're like, this poor girl doesn't know what happens next.
Yeah. And poor Stuart had no idea what everyone else was thinking because he's like, this is the sweetest birthday ever. And I look at him and I said, hey, babe. What happened here? And he's like, what do you mean? And he's just so happy. And I'm like, well, why do you think we're getting free cheeses and free drinks and a glass of champagne? And he's like, And I'm like, yeah, everybody thinks we just got engaged. And he's like, no, I brought this up here earlier. And I told them that it was a ring that I was giving you as a present. And they were like, they told me they were going to bring it to the back and that way they could watch it and it wouldn't just be sitting on a table. And I'm like, right. But, like, they probably thought that present was, like, an engagement ring.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you did come here to scout the location.
Hey,
and everything.
Y'all,
yeah, you prepared to.
This meal couldn't have taken any longer. Tables next to us were like, we're treating you to a whole dessert tray. And I was like, oh, okay.
And you're totally stealing valor.
It was the most embarrassing moment of my life. And I came in here the next morning and I was like, free beer, check this out.
You got to hear about this great free food hack.
There have been, sadly, plenty of times where we've forgotten to change the stuff over so people could hear what we're talking about. But it's always in the background because we're not necessarily near microphones. But because I was working from home, in order for me to hear it, you had to be right where I am now instead of back over here talking just a little bit.
Right. Oh.
It was
when Steve came
in, doozy.
I was like, Steve, I messed up. I didn't switch over the button. And I told the most humiliating story of my whole life. And Steve was like, maybe you didn't pick it up. And I'm like, no, I have to talk directly into the mic to talk to Free Beer. Mm-hmm. Steve checks the cameras and he does that. Oh, God.
I'm like, no. Yep. Mics are working.
Yeah.
These things are working good.
Yeah, that very better than ever. Yeah.
So I don't know what Fancy Idiots heard that story and kept that secret for all these months, but I really appreciate if you were listening very early on and heard my my most embarrassing moment, quite possibly of my life. Yeah. I just appreciate you keeping that to yourself.
I wonder if we have that anywhere.
Oh, it's so damn funny.
I probably still have it. You know, we'll have to find out.
It was the day after September 24th. It was the day right after my birthday. And that was so damn funny.
Coming up next on Inside Edition, the couple that goes from restaurant to restaurant pretending to be engaged. They've acquired over $75 for chocolate cake.
It's a pretty grand scam, actually. I mean, you're doing it on purpose.
Listeners sharing their embarrassing moments. This one, I think everyone can relate to. The awkward response where it's just a habit. I was at a funeral giving condolences to the family, and one family member said, thank you for coming. And I said, thank you, you too. I mean, that is, it's the same version as when you, you know, check in at an airline and they say, have a great flight. You go, you too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not going. You just stay here.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you ask somebody like, oh, what are you doing this weekend? And they're like, oh, I am going to a funeral. Similar thing. Like, okay. And then finish up a conversation. Have a good weekend. Oh, dang.
I've definitely done that one.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, besides that.
Yeah.
This text, I crashed the Zamboni during Skate with the Badgers many years ago. I crashed it into the boards. It popped a door open and knocked an usher into a person in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
Cell phones were not yet a thing at the time, so no one has video, thank goodness.
No.
This one, my boss took us out to a very fancy restaurant to eat. When our dinner got there, he held his hand out to me, and I couldn't figure out why at first, so the only thing I could do was... to take the gum out of my mouth and put it in his hand.
Oh, no.
Why would that ever be what he would want you to do?
Oh, God. Penalty flag.
Wow. Turns out he was religious and was taking my hand to pray. I'm not super religious, so that never crossed my mind. Oh, that's fine, but...
but even so,
at no point should you give somebody your gum.
I mean, unless they really want it.
Unless they demand the gum.
But even then, it shouldn't exchange hands. I mean, it should just go mouth to mouth.
Can you imagine that?
No.
Absolutely.
I think
not.
I would just gently, like a dog would go to do, just gently rest my paw in your hand, because I wouldn't know what else you want from me.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Shake it.
Yeah. See, I would have just hugged them.
Yeah. I guess this is the pre-dinner hug. Most embarrassing, I'm a police officer, and... called a man about a complaint. I thought the call didn't go through, but my iWatch had connected the call. Thinking I was in the clear, I then started telling my partners about how it was a dump, and then the owner said, I can hear you. Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, definitely not good.
Mm-mm.
And this one, I passed out directly after a self session and woke up with my buddy and my brother standing over me in the living room. Still in hand.
Oh my gosh. Oh wow.
That's not, yeah, that's really
why you don't do that stuff in the middle of a living room.
Right.
In a place you share with others.
That does seem like a good one to live by.
Mm-hmm.
I used to volunteer at a local farm, and women from the local prison also did community service there. When I finished my work, I asked them what they were doing and wished them to have a good weekend. They were going back to their cells.
What you doing? What's happening this weekend?
Fingers crossed for no riot.
Mm-hmm. I spent the day about how hard freedom is, just complaining. I was 8 months pregnant and saw someone I knew at the restaurant, and they said, oh, my God, what are you having? And I said, chicken. They meant the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Serves him right for asking.
Yeah, right. I went to a shop, and when I left, after I paid, she said, have a nice day, when she handed me the receipt. And I said, oh, no, thank you, thinking I didn't want to take the paper, but realized later that I said no, thank you, when she said, have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
That's not so bad.
No, not at all.
Fine.
Yeah, those are all the things where it's like, that happens all the time, and that person didn't think anything out about it, unless they're dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the least of mine would trump those every single time.
This one, my wife accidentally texted her mom what she wanted me to do to her that night.
Yeah.
She was feeling pretty freaky that day. Mm. So now her mom knows.
And that's when the mom... like it unlocked something in her.
I guess so.
Maybe.
Had to do it twice, I bet.
Probably.
I got confused between Buenitas and Bonito in Mexico on vacation, and apparently said to about, I don't know if I'm swearing, and about a dozen Mexican women, you are very goodies. That's why they all laughed at me. I don't know what that other means. What? That doesn't work.
It's best to leave the unknown alone.
How do you spell it?
Mm-hmm.
One is Bonito. The other is Buenitas, Buenitas.
You know I don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, I think the Buenitas is the goodies, because yeah. Bueno is good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense, yeah. Scott in Binghamton, New York. My most embarrassing moment, I was a yoga teacher and accidentally packed my stepson's shorts instead of mine. He was 9. I had to hold my breath for 75 straight minutes.
Oh, my God.
I might have done the class in jeans or whatever you were wearing yeah. that day. I still think the most cringe thing moment I have, well, that's not show related.
Okay.
Because show related is a vast waterfall. It's like drinking from a fire hose. But in sixth grade in class, I sneezed and a giant loogie flew out. Like, it was one of those surprise sneezes mm-hmm. that before I could get my hands up, and it split the uprights, went right between them. And the teacher would walk around and read from the textbook or do his lesson. He'd move around so people would pay attention. And it landed, if he was 6 feet away, it landed about 2.5 feet away from me. So almost halfway to him. And I didn't want everyone to see. So my plan was to stretch one leg out as far as I could. Mm-hmm. And very awkwardly sit as though I always sit with one leg out very far.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees this, and he did what I know I would do now as a father, or if I were in that position. Out loud, he says, "Everybody saw you sneeze a giant snot wad. Rubbing it into the floor is not going to make it go away." So then he stops class while I got up to get a paper towel. And of course, you know, that wipes it up really well. Mm-hmm. It just made it, you know. It was like I was waxing the floor. Still uncomfortable.
It is really. Mm-hmm. It's just butter. It's just smearing it.
Yeah.
I've done that too. I mean, I think probably everyone has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're just like, and then yeah. there's something on your jeans.
Flies up.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right. Rubbing
it's so,
it does.
It's so big, it's got a flight attendant. This is not working out.
It does nothing. It goes mm-hmm. from phlegm to just looking like you used your pants is.
All right, one more from the audience. During the best man's speech at my cousin's wedding, I found out I listened to the show too much. When they paused and I yelled out the show drop, "Oh, you mean anal?"
No.
In front of my entire family.
You did not. I do believe that can happen. I mean, there are times when we just talk in drops.
It's true.
And it just comes out.
It can't be that
true.
One.
No,
but
no.
There's several that it can't be.
But we're used
not
to
in those situations.
Also, kind of getting finished with the show, and that's kind of it. Or we can switch from regular show to segment 17. Most days, I would say no one swears on the radio, but then 17 is just a big cuss fest. But I could see someone who listens to the show often,
right?
Just filling space with
yeah,
that.
That's true.
Put this in.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.